And we're back here on Mornings at McFarland's on 99.7 FM WRPQ Radio in Baraboo. But right now, we're in Sauk City. So thanks for joining us this morning. We've switched guests. This was a doubleheader today, which is great. We played the St. Louis Cardinals, John Bachhuber, and now we're switching over to the Milwaukee Brewers with Luann Rimkin. Luann Rimkin is the director currently, and you're actually a member of the board of our own Sauk Prairie Theater Guild, right?
I am. That's correct. Yes.
Thanks for joining us this morning,
Thank
Luann.
Thank you for having me.
I know it was kind of hard for you to get down. You had to take off work and plead with your manager, please, please, please let me go be a radio star, please. So, but I, of course, I've always been a huge fan of Sauk Prairie Theater Guild, back when it was Riverside Players, even.
Oh, wow.
I'm about as old as dinosaurs now, getting there. I'm always impressed, because Sauk Prairie Theater Guild has one of the few missions that I'm aware of in a theater group, a community theater group, where there's a commitment to children's theater and a commitment to adult theater. But then you also do these really cool, kind of almost experimental, I guess in school we would have called them black box kinds of projects, because they're smaller plays. And you've got one going on right now, right? There's a series, the group is called Winter Escape, right?
Yes, we're calling the whole production overall a Winter Escape. We have a theme of escape in the plays. They're all comedies. Three that we are producing are comedies. There's two shorter ones and then like one act.
And then have you directed all three of these?
Yes, okay. I have.
Which that's kind of new. If I remember right, weren't in the past some of these were like single director for each one? So there would be like three different directors. Mm-hmm. So to take on all three of them, that's like taking on a full play. So, which that's pretty cool. I mean, and it must be fun for you to have the three different texts to work from too, right?
It is. It's been very neat. I've been acting with the Theater Guild for a few years now, and then I was always helping with the children's productions prior to that. But I've worked with a lot of these actors as an actor, and so now to like work with them in those different contexts, most of them are in, or all of them are in the bigger play, and then like we split them out and then to the smaller plays. And so to see them work as an elderly person in one scene and then as a teenager in another set is really, it's been really fun to see what they can do in those different dynamics.
Sure. Well, and that's one of the cool things about, I think, community theater in general. But then the nature of these kinds of works is that as an actor, you do get to really stretch your wings a bit, if you will, into things that are very, very different. It's weird. I've been acting since I was in middle school. Junior high school, and back then, played teenagers a lot, but I also remember playing adult parts, and I had no clue what it was to be an adult, but you have to try to approximate it as best you can. And now I look back at them and think, boy, now I know why adults play adult parts. Not to put anything, I really appreciate, it's something that it makes you think outside of your comfort range, I think. And
absolutely.
And understand that, there are different priorities, there are different ways of thinking about things. I always tell people in shows when I've directed, no one sees themselves as an antagonist, so a trick a lot of times is finding that part of the character that they think is their reason for being the person they are.
Right. That's a good way of looking at it.
You kind of have to have that, because even the most evil, wicked people in plays, if you look at it, they really do have reasons for why they're as nasty as they are. And in their mind, it's a really good reason.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like, wow, that's twisted, but I get it.
Well, you got to be able to relate to your character no matter who they are.
Indeed,
absolutely.
Indeed. And why do you think they call it a play, right?
Right.
So tell us more about the individual plays, because there's actually three different, it's three different ones. The Great Nursing Home Escape, there's The Best Escape, and then
Marriage After Death.
After Death. Okay.
So those are our three. And then we also do have, I want to mention, we have the three play acting groups from Forensics, from the Sauk Prairie High School Forensics team will be joining us to perform their pieces that all qualified for state competition. So we're very excited to have them. This is the second year we're having the Forensics play acting groups join us.
Okay. So that's from Sauk Prairie High School.
Yes. Okay. Yes, excellent. It is. I do help with that team, not much. The coach there does amazing job with them, but I try to help as much as I can, and I judge. And Jenny Hanko, who's also on the board, she helps judge.
Okay.
It was nice that we can bring that in and that we kind of have this nice relationship with them. But so the actual plays that we're producing, The Great Nursing Home Escape, that's the one act that's a little bit longer than the other two. That is, you know, your elderly folk who are prisoners. They feel they are prisoners and they need to find a way out. And so that's been fun because it's a farce.
Which
it's
is why they put alarms on a lot of doors, because right. they do sometimes wander out, and that's, yeah. That's not
luckily,
so good.
I don't know that, I don't know if our nursing home in this case has an alarm. I guess you'll have to see.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. So yeah, which is kind of, well, you say too farce. The fun thing about farce is that it goes so far into, exactly. you know, craziness that it should be obvious to most folks that right. it's, you know, it's not real, but you know, it does actually touch on some truth that maybe afterwards you go, hey, wait a minute, that right. is kind of
yeah know. I think you could find some truth in there, but I don't sure. want anyone to come and be offended by how we might be interpreting how yeah. someone in a nursing home might behave.
Well, yeah, and comedy is a weird thing that way, you know. Yeah. It is, it's sometimes, hey, can't you take a joke, you know? you kind of want to have that attitude, but it is. I mean, I had a graduate school professor used to say all the time, comedy is not funny. And I would be like, what do you mean? Of course comedy is funny. But you know, the reality is what makes comedy funny is that A, it's not you, and B, you can recognize what's going on enough to be, okay, yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So and so the comedy, that as it gets more and more outlandish, it's like, oh, thank God that's not me.
Exactly.
So then your next one is The Best Escape, which is a 10-minute comedy yep. by Carolyn West, it says here.
Yeah.
So
that is, we have our two younger actors, Alexis and Abby. Those are, one is an adult technically, but she's 18. So okay. they're both teenagers. So they're playing high school students. And they have found themselves in a situation where they... maybe perhaps locked their teacher in a closet door when they got caught changing grades on the computer. So
lost their teacher.
They locked her up.
And, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Locked her up. Yeah, and
I'm so sorry. I locked you up in the closet.
They locked her up in the closet, and now they have to figure out how to get out of this situation. Okay. So that's how it opens.
Okay. So the proverbial, we made a bad mistake, and now we're going to keep making more mistakes to cover the bad mistake.
Exactly.
Yeah, so wonderful. And I'm sure some kids will probably relate to that, right? High school experience?
I think so. I think it's going to be very relatable to some students, definitely.
You know, it's interesting, too, that you mentioned, you know, they're older kids playing kids. But I remember being at some point, I remember looking at, like, kids that play kids on TV. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're, like, in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, really? But they have that face that they can still get by
yes.
for being, you know, a teenager or whatever. I think there comes a point where you're not going to believe they're a 12-year-old anymore, but you can believe perhaps that they're 16 still.
Exactly. So,
and yeah. it is nice to play something that you know.
Yes, the girls have a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
It.
It's a little, because they also play elderly people in the nursing home piece. So that one has been a stretch. Is you got to like remind them, one of them's very tall, and you got to remind her, you know, well, okay, you got a hunch, you got aches mm-hmm. and pains. You gotta, mm-hmm. you know, don't move so fast.
Yeah. I used to tell people, imagine you're walking on glass.
Oh,
you know,
that's
because
a good one.
Everything's sort of a, you know, a sense of everything hurts. You
yes.
know? Or, you know, I'll do stupid. I'm kind of a method actor that way. I'll do stupid things like take a lock, set of lock set pliers and put them on a joint just to get a sense of how great the pain really is. You know, and then my wife will wonder, why do you have those marks on your knuckles? And I'm like, I was doing some method acting.
So, I'm not quite sure what the teen's parents would think if they came home with marks on their knuckles.
Right. What were they doing to you today? We just put lock vice. You know, vice grip pliers on our joints, no biggie. Yeah, you probably don't want to go there.
Maybe
so,
not.
And then the last one is Marriage After Death by
it's
Roy
such
Booth
a fun
and Abby
piece.
Ferrier. Is that right? Or Ferrier?
So, yes.
A 10-minute like comedy. So this is a short one.
It's pretty short. It's a riot, though. It's you have a gentleman who had been married previously. And she died young, and then he remarried, and then him and his new wife died in a car accident, and they're married in plots next to the old wife. So it's marriage after death. He finds himself buried between his two loves, and what transpires from there.
Well, now isn't the best of both worlds, perhaps? Is that kind of or
you know, I think he might hope so, but
doesn't necessarily turn
off. The wives don't agree. Maybe
I can see where that would be a problem.
Yeah.
So thank goodness it didn't happen in real life, right?
Right.
So well, and again, that seems like the kind kind of thing that would make you think a little bit more maybe after you got done laughing.
Yeah.
But you can recognize what's going on probably with it. And,
yeah.
So, and these are staged readings, are they not? Or are they actually full-blown plays?
We got full set props. Okay. We are not using scripts. These are full plays.
Oh, excellent.
Plays, yes.
'Cause in the past, haven't these been more like staged readings? Or have they always been?
Not in the recent years. I think probably in the last 4 or 5. I know that they have done readings. I know there was one Christmas they did a reading. I wasn't quite as involved at that point. But so they have done readings definitely in the past.
Okay.
But no, this is a full-blown thing.
And where are they? Where they're being?
They will be at the Free Congregation at Park Hall.
Okay. So right in Sauk City here.
Right in Sauk City.
And what days and times and all that good stuff?
This Friday, March 17th.
Opening night. Big
opening
time.
Opening night.
Big,
you got to come.
Break a leg.
Paul's Chocolates will be there.
Ooh, Paul's Chocolates. If you haven't had Paul's Chocolates, boy, you have not lived, let me tell you.
I know.
Paul Belongi from the area here. He and his wife, Marcia. Oh, my goodness. Those chocolates are like...
They do. And they actually do. I mean, they do serve samples as well. So,
and they're calorie free, from what I understand.
Low fat. Yeah.
Yeah, calorie free.
Lower calorie than some things.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Lower calories than perhaps a huge donut.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Person, if you're like me and you eat 12, I don't think you've gained any ground.
I'm pretty sure they're antioxidant too. So that's good. It's good for the heart. Yeah.
You know, isn't that great? We come up with rationalizations.
There's so many ways to enable it. Yeah. I will support you. If you come to our show and you really want the chocolates, I will help encourage you in lots of different ways.
Sure, sure. Well, you know what? I think it's our civil obligation.
Of course.
So,
of course.
And a business obligation to Paul and his efforts to come down and support.
Oh, we're always very appreciative of them.
So Friday night is opening 7:30?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay, at Park Hall. And then?
And then Saturday night at 7 o'clock again. Okay. And then Sunday at 2 o'clock. We have a matinee.
And prices for the shows? I think actually, we have right here. Advance tickets for seniors and students are $6 and adults are $8. And then at the door, it bumps up $2. So it'll be $8 for seniors and students and adults are $10. And you can purchase those tickets, says here, River Arts on Water at 590 Water Street, Prairie du Sac, or by calling 963-8451. That's 963-8451. Tickets are not available online for this one, which that's different. Sometimes they're like brown bag or whatnot.
Yeah, we do that for some of our bigger productions, as you can imagine. There isn't quite as big of a draw for us adults. We don't have as many like grandmas and grandpas who like drive out to see us have our fun.
Sure.
So
makes sense. So, but sounds like a great, just a fun. I mean, if you want an afternoon on Sunday at 2 o'clock or either one of the nights, Friday, Saturday night, then you can go out for some more chocolate afterwards. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So maybe go for a chocolate souffle someplace. who knows? But that's this weekend. And again, Friday, Saturday at 7, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Tickets are available now, of course. Please buy early, avoid the rush.
Yes, so, of course.
And then also on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So, Luann, I can't thank you enough for coming down and talking. It's been great to just get reacquainted again with you. We met a while ago. I don't know. Did we ever do any shows together?
I have not. No,
okay.
No.
So it's been a while. So, and I'm actually hopefully going to direct again. So
fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. We're waiting for some information on that one. But so great to have you involved with Sauk Prairie Theater Guild.
Thank you.
I'm excited
thank
for your
you.
Shows. It sounds like just a great job selecting.
I tried.
Well, you know, and people aren't aware just how many like one act and short plays there are there. You have to read a lot of direct to get to the good stuff.
And then it's like you get excited by the previews and then you pay for an actual script and then you find out the ending or the second half is not what you thought.
Right.
So there is a lot that goes into selecting these. So I hope you appreciate if you get to come that you appreciate them.
Yeah. Yeah. And why would you not want to come? I mean, come on now. Really, people. This is live theater, for goodness sakes. If you've not been to enough live theater, you obviously don't understand this. But trust us as people that have done this for a lot of years, there ain't nothing like live theater.
Oh, that's for sure.
So, and support the kids too, because our high school will be down there doing their forensic stuff again.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Okay. So, again, thanks for joining us, Luann. I hope you'll come back and talk with us again when we get closer to some other productions.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's been a pleasure. So, we'll take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsors and then come back and do some quick community announcements here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Sauk Prairie and Baraboo, of course. We'll be right back.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of at the Prairie Express Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This walk-in clinic is devoted to the care of common health issues. Express Clinic hours are Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Express Clinic, the convenient walk-in clinic at 112 Helen Street, Sauk City. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Diamonds. Just the word makes a person's eyes sparkle. When it's time to give your special someone a diamond, make sure you know the jeweler you're dealing with. Trust Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall. They offer a gorgeous selection of diamond engagement rings in their diamond center. Sophie's also offers diamond earrings, pendants, and bracelets too. Ideal gifts anytime. In-store financing to qualified credit with up to 1 year interest-free terms. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Highway 12, Baraboo.
Hey, folks, we're back. Thanks for joining us again today on Mornings at McFarland's in Sauk City. Thanks again to my two guests this morning, John Bachhuber and Luann Rinken, for joining us and talking about some great stuff. Don't forget, too, if you know people that missed the show, they can go to WRPQ.com and listen to archived copies of the show. Mike Ganger and Jeff Smith now at the main studio do a great job of getting those up pretty darn quickly. So generally speaking, we're up the afternoon of the show, so which is great. But, you know, if nothing else, you get to see WRPQ's website, which is great. They have live streaming and all kinds of great stuff available for services for the community. Just some quick brief things. I'm running a little short on time here this morning. Big surprise, Mr. Talker here. But we do have a couple things I just wanted to draw people's attention to. March 15th, which is today, I believe, right? March 15th, I think so. From 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm not sure if there's still space available, but you could certainly call and find out at the Sauk Prairie School District Office, Administrative Office. There's an event, a lunch and learn, knowing the signs or learning to recognize the signs of emotional pain or suicidal thoughts. So if you have someone in your family that you're concerned about that, this is an event sponsored and presented by Hope of Sauk Prairie and QPR Trainer, which is an organization that does a lot of these sorts of training things. You could also call the Chamber of Commerce at 643-4168, 643-4168, if you want to see if there's still space available in that. Also, tomorrow, March 16th, there's a free home buyer seminar going on that's being offered at 615 Water Street, which is it's a class on if you're looking at purchasing a brand new home. BMO Harris is offering this free seminar for people. It just talks about things like first-time home buyer programs, low-cost payment opportunities, credit considerations, all those sorts of things. So you can talk with Dave Morris, who's a mortgage banker over there at BMO Harris. His direct line is 643-1303 if you're interested in finding out more information. Otherwise, show up tomorrow at 5:30 down at the BMO Harris office. I believe that's this address is 615 Water Street. And then I wanted to point out to people this Saturday, a lot of people ask about this, and we are doing our first electronics recycling event here at McFarland. So from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, if you're looking to get a jump on your spring cleaning and get rid of some electronic junk that's been hanging around in your garage or your basement, it's supposed to warm up a little bit more this weekend, so should be a little nicer weather to go pry it out of the garage if you need to. But there are, I do want to warn people, there are some fees associated with some items. So if you've got more questions about what has a fee and what doesn't, most of it is free, but things like older CRTs, you know, the television style monitors and then televisions themselves, there are some fees associated with those. So you want to be aware of it before you come on down. town. And then I also want to point out there's a special event going on for the Baraboo Food Pantry this coming up next week on March 21st from 4 o'clock until 8 p.m. It's the Spring Into Soup Cook-Off, so which is a great event. Not only do the proceeds from that go towards supporting the Baraboo Food Pantry, but if you get first place in it, you win a $50 gas card. Now, you can't go wrong with that. If you use your $10 entry fee and non-perishable food donations, we'll receive that. All that money and food is going to go right to the food pantry, which is great. And then one last thing is there is a 2017 Will Your Profit Nonprofit Survive or Will It Thrive being offered by the United Way. There was a cost for that. There's three different sessions. The deadline actually has gone by, but if you're interested, if you have a nonprofit, you may want to contact the people at United Way and see if there's still a way to get involved with that. You could call the chamber 2643-4168 and they'll be happy to help you out any way they can. So that about wraps it up here today for Mornings at McFarland's. We hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for listening here at WRPQ 99.7 FM. We're always happy to have people listening to the show. Join us again tomorrow about the same time. We're going to have a special edition. I'm hoping to talk with some of our vendors and staff here about some of the events going on Free Lunch Day. That's right, Free Lunch Day. Don't forget about that. We've got pork and beef sandwiches and cheese curds and whatnot, and we basically serve until they stop. About 11 o'clock or so, the food starts, and we keep serving it until we run out. So get down here if you want to have a sandwich on us and just see all the things we've got going on through all the vendors that'll be around. You can talk with people about lawn and garden stuff and whatever. But we're sure happy you joined us today. Well, hopefully you'll hear us again tomorrow if you tune in again to the show. But have a great week, folks. If I don't see you or hear you or you hear me until next week, we'll be back with Lindsay Giese. Actually, is going to join us. Lindsay Giese Juarez is going to join us from River Arts and talk about some of the exciting stuff they've got going on, too. Again, thanks, guys. We'll see ya.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show was presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.